Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio, you're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow the show on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. This is WMVP WSHE-HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Oh, thank you for listening, calling, and participating in the show today. Thanks for being in the Twitch chat. Thank you to Black and Abdallah. As always, thank you to Connor McKnight. I feel like we need to...
Take a shower?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, not together.
I mean, Peggy's just on fire today. Connor provided, it led to the line of the month, maybe the line of the year for Peggy, but he provided, I mean, there's got to be something like old-time baseball Abdallah can do with, like, the actual setting of the ice skating date between Connor's grandmother and Bob Feller, like, circa 1925. And I can imagine Connor as a young boy, like, being told the story, you know, your grandmother once went on a date with Bob Feller. Just remarkable stuff. So thank you to Connor for joining us. Who else do we have to thank? Peggy, thank you. Amazing as always.
Again, thank you.
Hopefully you're on the air tomorrow. We'll see. Crosstalk is brought to you by...
It's a really good chance Dion's doing a solo show tomorrow.
Crosstalk is brought to you by Club Hawthorne. Put a little more action into your weekend at one of Hawthorne's 16 newly remodeled betting bars, or bet the races from home or on the go with Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Thanks to Mike North as well for the bonus plays. And congrats to Connor and Abdallah this week, both announcing that their wives are pregnant. They'll be first-time dads.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. It's fabulous. And we're glad we got
so
to break
exciting.
The news here. Yes. Waddle and Sylvie are on remote in Lake Zurich today.
We don't need a shower just yet.
You might, by the end of the day, you don't know, Tommy.
You're right.
Give it some time, my friend. Yeah. By the end of the day, after hanging and drinking Miller Lite at Chasers.
You know what? It's time to have one right now.
Isn't it? It sounds good.
It's Miller time.
It's late July. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's still summer. Let's enjoy it while it lasts. I think it is time for an ice cold Miller Lite.
I agree with you.
Is Peggy doing shots? Any shots
in the studio?
You would think. You would think I had been doing them already, but I think I may need it for my train ride home.
Yeah, you might. That's true.
Peggy, did you bring the what is it? The Fireball. Whiskey with you?
No, you drank all of it out of my golf bag.
That's right.
Carmen did that. That was Carmen.
No, we all did. Peggy was shooting them quicker than we were, for crying out loud.
No, but I just
she
do
had a flask.
Sip. I do a sip out of the flask.
Waddle's an animal.
Drinking the entire airplane
the whole thing.
Well, I had to wash down the cigarette smoke.
That's a good point. I mean, Waddle's taking this whole, we're doing fireball shots after birdies when we played golf. Waddle's doing the whole airplane bottle. We're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Tommy, too. Time, slow down.
Wait a second. Like, what was the last time you took one of those little airplane bottles and just went, "Ooh, this is tasty"?
Got a sip.
A little bit of a sip.
Got to sip it. Even Fireball.
Don't you shoot those things?
I think there's a little more than a shot in there.
Yeah, there's more. There's a little bit more.
Yeah,
it's probably 2 ounces. I would guess.
That's what I would. Yeah,
probably 2 ounces.
Pour. Peggy, you should. A sight to be seen is just. Last night we went out to dinner, and when Carmen gets
the
glass
bourbon
of bourbon, and the way he makes love to that, the glass. I'm telling you, the tongue.
You know what it's like?
The nose.
The bourbon.
Yeah. The tongue and the nose, and then other parts of his body going in the glass.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know what it's like? It's like a college professor sitting in a leather chair with a nice old book.
That's true.
That just looks like he's never been in a more excited stage in his entire life.
I have many leather-bound books.
Kind of,
well, I wanted
bourbon?
To take my time with this one because we had one last drink at the end of the night.
Was it a scotch or a bourbon?
No, it was bourbon. Bourbon. And they have a great menu. They have really a great whiskey collection where we were at the Deer Path Inn.
Yeah.
Really a killer collection. And so I'm looking through the list, and I'm like, oh, you know, here's something that I haven't tried yet. Orphan Barrel 16 year, their latest one. And it's like $20 for a 1 ounce pour, so it's not cheap. And I wanted to take my time with it.
Of course.
And they have beautiful Glencairn glasses that they bring it in for you. And so I took my time with it.
Of course.
It was, you know, I don't know that I'd go back to it, I'll be honest. 16 years gets pretty oaky, and it was kind of like an oak bomb. But it was nice. I had to enjoy it and appreciate it a little bit.
The difference between Carmen and me, my last drink that I was... It was Miller Lite.
Yeah, right.
He's got the $20 1 ounce bourbon.
We're having all this. We've had some great whiskey and some great wine, and the waiter comes over with the... He's got a thing of Coors Light in a glass. He's like, who ordered this? We're like, that's got to be the hillbilly from Kentucky.
That's right. That's how you shut down the night.
We're like, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Pour it in
So I had a scotch, I had two glasses of red wine, and I had a cold beer.
Beautiful.
That's a night.
Coors Light, baby.
Yeah.
That's a night.
The worst you could do is open the best bottle you have after you've already had like three, four glasses of wine. Yeah. You don't then go for the best one.
You save it. Yes. That's true. It's a good point.
Yeah.
Got to go in proper order.
Exactly.
You know, you're a wine expert. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Oh, my gosh.
That was fun last night, though. It was nice to hang in. Good food and good times, for sure. Yeah. All right, guys. Where do you want to start here
today? What happened at Bears practice today?
Well, Patrick's getting surgery, but that shouldn't be a big deal because it's
a hand.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
No Tevin Jenkins.
It's not a big deal, Carm, because it's not your hand being operated on.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't have to take care of a defensive tackle.
Yeah. Yes, you do every day, basically.
Well, that's
from
true.
12 to 2.
That's a good point. Touche. Touche.
Well, the
Tevin Jenkins thing we talked about early in the show, like, I mean, where's this headed, guys? Are they trying to trade him? Are they going to cut him?
I think we know where it's headed, don't we?
They cut him?
This is headed down Adam Shaheen Avenue,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
This is Adam Shaheen Street.
Wow.
Unless he turns it around quickly, I mean.
Wow. Well, what is the ailment? It's
something day to day. That's not good.
He woke up with something, whatever that means.
We all do.
We all wake up with something. Yeah.
With the realization that he's not a football player?
Yeah. Yeah. That could be.
Oh, Peggy. Bringing the heat.
That he's not a starter in the NFL and the Bears have to cut him? I mean, like, whoa.
Yeah.
You remember how he was sold to us?
Yes.
He's just a guy that is all he wants to do is play ball, and he's mean, and he's got an attitude. And
well, he might be all those things, but if he can't play, he can't play.
Yeah. Where's the Gundy? The Mike? Isn't there a Mike Gundy soundbite in the system where he told the story that they were in the Oklahoma State locker room or something like that, and he said to the team, "Hey, there's only one guy in here who's the multi-million-dollar guy," or something like that. And they pointed, and he pointed to him, to Tevin Jenkins.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There's something to that effect.
Oh, wow.
Or like maybe he was asking Tevin Jenkins, "Hey, do you know a guy in here who could be worth $40 million?
Right.
You know, and he goes, "It's you.
Yeah.
You know, you're the guy." I just don't know what's happened. I was really excited about the pick.
Back injury?
And there's still time. Yeah, I mean.
Could that be what happened?
You think?
Oh, maybe there's more. Maybe there's something between the ears that's going on, too.
Peg, you're right. I mean, when there is evasive, look, they're all evasive about stuff like this, but this one seems to be abnormally evasive, this situation.
Yeah, there's something going on. He can't get motivated to get out on the field. There's something little going on day to day.
I like how Sylvie calls it down Adam Shaheen Highway. And, you know, like I was saying that to Peggy earlier, guys, and I don't like to catch myself in these moments where, like, you're totally overrating players, and I'm pretty careful about not doing that. And I don't think I'm doing that with Roquan. I think he's a terrific football player, and I think he's worthy of getting paid. Would I go crazy? Like, if he's saying, "I need $110 million or I'm not playing for you," well, then, okay, maybe you do have to draw the line somewhere. But, like, the point I was making was Adam Shaheen and trading up for Mitch and Kevin White. And, I mean, and Roquan's your one hit. I mean, Roquan's the one you hit on, and you can't get a deal done with Roquan. Tevin Jenkins possibly getting traded or just outright released, or who knows what the hell's going to happen. Think about all the first and second round misses by the previous regime.
I would say this, though, Carm.
I mean, wow.
I think you nailed it, though, with Roquan. We don't know what the contractual situation is. Maybe he's asking for $120 million.
Maybe
the team is lowballing him. Yeah. I don't know what the story is.
The rookie deal was complex.
Yeah.
So for a rookie deal that's usually not complex, they found a way to make it complex with Roquan.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not blaming Roquan for this. I'm just saying, like, follow the history.
Hmm.
And the history was that even when his salary was slotted, there were things that he wanted, and he held out a long period of time.
It was you guys hit it last week when the news broke last Friday. It was a week ago, or it was Monday. I'm sorry. It was the suspension language, right? That he would get guaranteed money even if you were suspended. Wasn't that it?
Right.
For on-field conduct.
On-field conduct.
For on-field conduct.
Sylvie, I think you mentioned this early in the week. Look, maybe it's just it's the policy of this new regime at this moment in their first year with a new system that they're not going to give anybody any money right now. Hmm. I'm not telling you that's the right way to do it, the wrong way to do it. Maybe that's just kind of how they've decided to do their business.
They
until
wanna,
they see
their eyeballs. They want to put their eyeballs on these guys
Peg,
that are not their guys.
But what does that do for Roquan?
Also, you're going to put him in a position on the weak side, which I think he could be, you know, fantastic at. I think he'd be fantastic at all three standard linebacker positions. But, you know, before they give him $90 million plus, maybe they want to see him.
Do you think he'd play, though? I mean, I guess you kind of have
got to.
So
Carm,
that you
otherwise,
don't accrue,
he
you don't
loses
accrue
the year.
Yeah.
He doesn't. You never become a free agent if you ever if you don't get through that fifth year.
Yeah, you don't accrue the free agent
if,
the season.
If Pace was here, though, guys, he would be signed, don't you think?
Yes.
Like you said, Carm, this is his one hit. So if Pace was still the general manager, you would have thought that he would have given him all the money he wanted.
Probably.
At the Ryan Poles press conference on Tuesday, someone did ask him, is it important for you to put eyeballs on these guys who you don't know yet? And Ryan Poles was very, like, he just dodged the question. Hmm. Completely dodged.
He dodges them all, I feel like.
Yeah, he overthinks all of them.
You know what? At this point, though, and again, we don't know. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about how, for Sylvie and I agree, it's foolish to come to any long-term conclusions that this is going to work, it's not going to work. We don't even know who these guys are and how they do their business. But just on the surface, it looks like they've got a plan. That plan is they're going to go slow and steady. And they've got a certain way they're going to do stuff. And in some ways, that's not a horrible plan. As I said to you, Carm, the other day, like the last thing I wanted to see was them get to the pick what they used on Jaquan Brisker as a safety.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up drafting a receiver and offensive lineman that they didn't have rated as high as Brisker. At that point, after telling us we're going to take the highest guy on our board, you would have already deviated from the plan you enunciated when you first got here. So, you know, they've stayed consistent, at least in the short run. Where that gets them, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, one thing, but Peggy and I haven't talked about this yet today. The big news today about Barkley, too. We talked about this a lot at dinner last night.
We did Barkley, a golf podcast at dinner.
We did. We had a golf podcast going. Barkley is staying with TNT. You wonder, smart play by Charles, maybe just to use the Live Tour to get exactly what he wanted monetarily out of TNT. I'm sure they're making it worth his while, but you know, anybody that was concerned about, man, that's a bad look, and why would Charles do that, and what happens to the show on TNT, Barkley's staying.
We're efforting him, and we could maybe get more of an explanation. But, like, I said to you guys this at dinner, and I said this to Charles back when we had him on 3 weeks ago, and he lied about his salary. Like, I believe he's a hugely underpaid media guy. When you talk about how valuable he is, when you're comparing him now to Romo, when you're comparing him now to Aikman, when you're comparing him now to Brady, who's getting all that money, we know what Chuck does, and Chuck was signed. So what's the only way to get leverage when you're signed is to go and say, hey, Liv is interested in me. And I'm not saying that he used them as leverage, but it happened at a perfect time, and I wouldn't be shocked if TNT said, look, We gotta bide some time till Draymond retires and he could take Charles' spot.
That's it.
But we need to pay him. We can't lose Chuck.
That's great.
It's just Shaq. What do you mean? We can't understand half the things Shaq says.
The bridge is Barkley to Draymond. Good call, Sylvie.
Yeah. I would compliment Chuck. I'm glad he's staying. For me as a basketball fan, and you know me, the last guy who needs more golf is me. I'm not going to the Live Tour.
I'm very happy because I love that show. I love Charles. I'm very glad he's staying.
I think the whole Live Tour, I'm the exact opposite of Yurko. I am not a fan of it. I really think that we all have our own opportunities to say what we want to support. We all have our own causes, and it doesn't mean that, and I know, Carmen, you guys have talked about it a lot.
There's blood on our hands no matter what, right?
I mean, that's, I get that, but at the same time, it's what makes us a free country, is that we are able to say, hey, you know, I'm into the environment. Oh, I want to help people. I want to help women in sports, you know, or whatever your cause may be. I don't think there's anything wrong with us being able to speak out about it when we are informed about it.
Yeah, there
and
shouldn't
so
be.
I just think the whole Live Golf thing has completely taken away the whole, we just built you guys to where you're at. We put you in an opportunity to get these endorsements and these sponsorships, and then they walk away. These are guys who aren't winning anyways, you know, except for Dustin Johnson.
DJ Koepka maybe
again.
You know,
if Koepka, that's true.
If Cam Smith goes, oof.
Well,
That's going to be interesting.
I know. But it is going to force changes on the PGA. It definitely will. It definitely will. And it's going to force changes on some of their so-called minor league as well.
They just don't have the money to compete with them right now. Now, they have what's working in their advantages. Some people just might, from a moral standpoint or whatever their stand is, might not want to go and do it. We've already seen some big names who have said that, Tiger, Rory. But, like, if they keep signing younger players and they've got seemingly an endless supply of money, I guess they do. There's a whole ocean of oil that we're talking about.
Do,
I mean,
where
like,
do these guys make their money? On sponsorships. They don't make it on the PGA Tour.
No, I would agree with that.
On who you're talking about. Like, the rank-and-file players aren't making what DJ's making.
Exactly.
So, like, if you're a player who's, you know, let's say, I mean, thanks to Tiger Woods, there's 120 guys that make $1 million a year in purse money.
Amazing.
These days. I mean, they should all bow at the altar of Tiger because of how popular he has made the sport over the course of his dominance, his run. But if you're one of the rank-and-file players, like, you think about it, you're getting 125 guaranteed just to be there. And Tiger talked about how that, you know, it takes away the incentive. I disagree with Tiger. Your incentive is if you win that tournament that's diluted because the best players aren't there, you win $4 million.
Right. Yeah.
That's four times what you would have earned even if you were a top 100 player on tour. So, like, the financial draw to a lot of these guys is just, it's a job.
Yeah.
And they've made a fiscal decision that, you know, this is the best way to, you know, support themselves.
I have a nephew who's on the Korn Ferry Tour.
Oh, really?
Yes,
nice.
Yes. And he, it's a
grind,
struggle.
Man,
it's
a grind.
It's a grind and it's a struggle. And I, you know, I get it. If he had an opportunity to go and play, I get it. I understand. You're trying to make a living. I guess I'm a little bit more of, I appreciate what golf did for all these, for the game.
So you have more of a problem with
their agents should have negotiated.
They're sports washing this, or that you have more of a problem that they're bailing on the PGA Tour? A little bit of both?
A little bit of both, because I was not able, I was in Dubai with my husband, and he had a business meeting with some Saudi businessmen, and they canceled when they found out that I was there.
Jeez.
So I said, go
it
to
is
the dinner.
Crazy.
I will not go to the dinner. And instead, they send me this gold-plated tea set, almost as a way of, like, I know we don't respect women, but here's a gold-plated tea set.
Go make some tea for your husband.
What?
I mean, it's what just so. So I don't have really.
It's like
fond
a cheater
feelings.
Basket. No?
It's like a cheater basket.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, anyway. Really, like they sent you, like you're talking about teacups.
Yes, like before we even left the United Arab Emirates, there was a gift for me that was a gold-plated tea set.
You're not allowed to come to a meeting with all these men, but here's your tea set on the way out. Like, you talk about.
By the way, here's some dishwasher detergent too. Go do the dishes.
Go clean his shirts.
That's what they were saying. Nah.
The sad reality is that's more common than we all would probably like to acknowledge on a number of different fronts.
Beyond belief. Oh my God.
Go to the World Cup this year in Qatar.
I know.
The situation in China is not. You know, it's not all.
And remember, Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey was pointing it out. Daryl Morey got ostracized for taking the stance of that everyone's taking against Liv right now, basically.
Pro-democracy is what he was basically supporting, and he eviscerated him.
And everyone, LeBron and everybody coming out after him. I mean, it's an ongoing contradiction.
Yeah.
Like, which way, what's right, what's wrong?
All right, boys, what's up on the show today?
So, someone asked on Twitch, too, like, why is Wilson Contreras, why is he scrubbing his Instagram
account? That's what the kids do these days.
That's what they do.
He was on with us, and he said, even if he gets traded, he'd be open to coming back. That's still a part of his life, and he knows, like, he's taken the high road, and he's been awesome the whole way. It seems odd that he's just scrubbing it now. We all know he's gone. He knows he's gone.
It is kind of strange now, you know. Like,
but
that's Kyler Murray move, isn't it?
And I got the Kyler Murray story is crazy.
That's what I say. I'm not exaggerating, right, Sylvia? It's not hyperbolic. I mean, this Peggy and I talked about it a little. It's out of control.
They made so many errors in judgment from the agent to the player to the organization.
It's
they all screwed this up. This is.
All-timer.
Yeah, and then and of course they blame the media then. They're like, what do you mean? Look at the way you guys constantly tripped over yourselves and everything like that. So, look, Jesse's coming up at 3. He will have the latest on Ian Happ. I heard you guys talking about possibly to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Contreras and Robertson, could they be headed to the Mets? Are the Padres in, or are the Padres just in and trying to get Soto? I like Peggy's thought. What is the White Sox plan here?
Mm-hmm.
Could they just trade for a reliever or two? Or could Rick Hahn surprise us and say, look, we need to light a fire under our ass, and there's a bigger move to be made. I don't know.
Fire your manager?
That ain't happening.
What?
That ain't happening.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Well, if you wanted to – listen, that's the easiest way to send a message.
Yes.
Whether that message turns into a division title or not, that's the easiest way to send your team a message.
Working for the Blue Jays, it's worked pretty well for the Phillies. They're tied for the final wild card spot. It hasn't worked for the Angels, but two-thirds of them have worked. So.
Again, I don't know if it's going to work or not, but we know this isn't working.
No, I know.
So you know what I mean? Just because you may or may not benefit from it, you don't stand pat because of that. If someone's not working for you, you should –
It'll be fine. They'll come out and score 18 on the A's tonight.
We'll
see. The world.
And then I'm going to tell you, they're going to be on a roll. And then Jesse will make numerous excuses for La Russa at 3 o'clock, too. So the latest
good.
On trades, and he's going to make.
Yep.
He's going to, and then.
All right.
Yeah. I'm still teasing. Hold on here.
Oh, okay.
And we're it's a long tease.
We got to beat the Lala traffic out. You should see
good.
It down here.
You should see the way these women are dressed.
Oh,
the moms must be so proud of them.
Really.
My God.
I've got one that's out there right now.
Please.
Her friend already lost her phone. An out of towner already lost her phone.
Didn't take long.
We're at Chasers in Lake Zurich. Come on out. Have an ice cold Miller Lite with us. A lot of Sox tickets to give away. It's a free ticket Friday as well, and we're going to have a bunch of fun on this Friday.
Peggy, it was great to hear you today.
It was nice working here, you guys.
It's great having you, Peggy, for the last couple
always
of months.
Awesome.
Tomorrow, tomorrow at 11? Is that what
Well, we think.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It may be Dion and company, if I'm not.
It might be Dion and Meller, maybe.
Yeah.
Tune in at 11 to find out. Waddle and Sylvie are next. Peggy, you're the best. Thank you. Jesse will be in with me on Monday, which will be perfect, the day before the deadline. Then York's back on Tuesday. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe out there, and don't lose your phones at Lollapalooza. Waddle and Sylvie get you home next.
Live from Chasers Pub in Lake Zurich, this is a Waddle and Sylvie Miller Time live broadcast.
Listen to Chicago's home for sports on the ESPN Chicago app, 100.3 HD2, and ESPN 1000.
Made it to your Friday. The weekend is just about here. Come on out to Chasers. As you heard Big Voice Guy just say, it's courtesy of Miller Lite. Was that me moving the table?
Yeah, big dog.
This has been a frequent spot on the Waddle and Sylvie show tour.
It was one of the first places, I think, that we, when we got back out on the road after the pandemic, that we were welcomed into.
You are correct.
Yeah.
And this is a spot where I've given away fantasy football convention tickets. Now it's obviously a new event. It's ESPN Football Fest, which you could sign up for. That is free. So I've given away multiple different things here at a great spot, Chasers Lake Zurich. I mean, we see there's a lot of great gear here. There's a lot of guys with Bears gear on. Someone at the bar right there, he's got the nice floppy hat with
a lot
the Bears.
Of Sylvie Strong t-shirts.
There, and it just overwhelms me every time I see it. There's a guy center bar with an old school Waddle and Sylvie shirt. There are people who were at Bears camp earlier today already here. There's a guy who took off work over there who took off work and told his boss that he had his allergies flared up.
Oh,
today.
Yeah, he's a youngster. Yeah.
And so they're his Waddle and Sylvie allergies, so he could come and check out the show. He does his work and he listens to the show on his earbud out of one ear every single day.
I told him that you would write a note to his employer for permission for him to skip.
It's an old school radio bit.
Yeah.
We could do a Friday call off. Like, I think many radio shows in the past have done that, where we'll call your boss, get you a Friday off.
Jimmy's not coming in today.
Put him on the air, embarrass him a little bit.
Yeah.
Who on the air would want to say no? He's got to come into work,
I guess. Well, I would think if you're at work, you probably at two. 8:30, it's already that horse has left the barn.
Oh, you need a second shift. Know.
That's
you
true.
Know, third shift.
Oh yeah.
Danny Lynch. Waddle has his first Miller Lite. You can watch if you cannot make it. You could be with us by watching us on Twitch.
Yeah. I have a little stinger from last night. I don't have a headache. I don't have a hangover. I just kind of have like a headache from last night.
A stinger?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like you played in a football game?
Like kind of like my head.
Like a neck injury?
Not the neck. It's my head. It's my head. I got a little head stinger going on.
Why do you think?
Probably because I mixed, you know, a couple of glasses of red wine with a big thing of scotch and some beer. Like probably the mixology wasn't perfect. And then I stayed up late. I watched the latest episode of Blackbird on Apple TV. I'm telling you this, the kid that plays the role, like one of the key roles, he played, I think he played Richard Jewell in the Richard Jewell movie. He will win a number of awards.
Really? He's that good?
Unbelievable depiction of the character. Unbelievable. So much so that I was willing to stay up to like 12:30 last night to watch it.
I was going to say, because we stayed out till probably, what, 10:30?
Yes.
10:30? Yeah.
And then I ended up watching the episode. It was great.
Yeah. Okay. I
got to
get to it.
I'm a TV freak.
I know you are. You're a TV freak.
And
I've always said that the Apple shows, to me, are the best bang for the buck, I believe. But I'm not there yet. I got to finish The Old Man. That's what I'm on. And we'll talk more about that and what to watch for. The White Sox are back tonight.
Yeah.
After a couple of weird days off. This was a weird week, wasn't it?
Yes. They were off Monday.
And then they played
Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we're off Thursday.
And then they're off Thursday, and now they're back, and they're playing Oakland. And then here at the bar at Chasers, we got to rewatch the last night's Cubs game.
Well, this is the first time I not rewatch because I didn't watch
that's true.
Last night.
They lose, but spoiler, they won't get a hit in the first like six plus innings. So there's a few things. And then what was the context of the David Ross double bird last night?
No idea.
Did you see that?
I didn't know if that was a recent picture or something part of the archives.
No, it was in San Francisco last night, wasn't it? Anybody?
Don't know.
I saw it. It was directed at the players on the field.
Like his own players?
Yes.
Was he joking?
I'm joking.
Oh. Maybe it was the Cubs this year. Maybe Tom Ricketts was out in the bleachers.
Yeah. He was doing it towards the field.
Yeah.
That was the joke going around that maybe it's how do I feel about my owner spending, you know? And it was the double bird, the upright double bird. And then we'll see who gets traded. The deadline is Tuesday, and I was telling Waddle this.
Yeah, but you reminded me from last year.
Yeah, no, last year I think the deadline was on a Friday. We were out at Oak Forest Bowl, and it was one of the craziest shows we've ever done.
Yeah.
And it was a show where we were on the road. We had a great crowd. Maybe it happens again today. But that was right at the deadline. It was like you blinked and KB went. And then you blinked again and Rizzo went. And then Javi went. They all went on that day, didn't they? And then there was the big White Sox trade.
The Kimbrell deal.
Like, I don't
you got your guy, Nicky Three Strikes, up on the north side.
Nicky Hamstring Paul. Nicky not going to make it at second base anytime soon. He keeps pulling muscles. I don't know what the White Sox put in the water. Cody Hoyer blew out his arm.
You blame the Sox for
sabotaging him? I'm blaming the White Sox, yes. Cody Hoyer came. What happened? Cody Hoyer blew out his arm. Nicky Two Strikes comes. What happens? Muscle injuries. What happens to all those White Sox players? One muscle injury after another.
You're talking like Eloy came with the most healthy hamstrings from the north side.
That's from a while ago already. So he was already converted into White Sox like health and stretching.
He's been transformed.
I'm half kidding.
By the way, Lance Lynn takes the ball tonight.
It should be interesting.
Speaking of guys that, you know, keep you on the edge of your seats.
We'll keep our eyes out for the trades that could come down. Jesse's going to join us at 3, but Bears camp still, front and center. Not good news hearing that your free agent center, one of the moves they did make to help the line immediately, where you get Lucas Patrick, and now he's got to have surgery on his hand. And you're hoping to establish some sort of chemistry with the quarterback and center and everything that you have going with the offensive line.
And then you get the news that Tevin Jenkins isn't out on the field again today. And I've also read via Twitter quite a bit that a lot of the receivers are exhibiting what would you call it?
Drops. The dropsies? Yeah,
they've got the dropsies right now. Nobody's catching the football. So
there are a bunch of guys in the same sort of boat.
Yeah.
Who have a chance to really do something here with the Bears as their second opportunity.
And listen, it is very, very, very early. I get it. The thing that is most troubling for me is the Tevin Jenkins situation. Like, I'm not going to lie, you come into this year with apprehension based on how things went for him in his rookie season. But as I, you know, on my list, he was your number two most important player this year because you've got so much invested in him at a position that's so very important for the development of your quarterback. And now it doesn't seem like there's an answer as to why he's not even participating in practice.
So what do we know? What do we know about Tevin Jenkins?
He woke up with something.
He woke up with something, and then he was out again today, and they say he's day-to-day.
Working it out. It's working with the trainer, I think, was the language that I heard.
So it's not an illness then, and now we know that it's and again, it's that back thing. And
didn't he have a back at Oklahoma State?
There was something where it was all connected, right?
There was many of us who thought he was going to be a first-round pick. He lasts to the second round because we find out that there were several teams that had marks on him for the injury.
Right, right. And it's another case of why Ryan Pace doesn't have his job anymore. That was an important pick following the Justin Fields pick. And I was very excited.
I was too. He was my prediction for who they would take it. What was their original spot, 20 or 21? That's who I thought that they were going to draft. And then when they were able to move up and get Fields and then get him, and do you remember the joy or at least the optimism that we had? Not about the coaching staff or the general manager, but it looked like we were very willing to give Ryan Pace a lot of praise for what he was able to get done in the first 2 days.
Wasn't it the same thing last year where we were excited to see Tevin Jenkins and they opened camp and all of a sudden we heard, oh, he's not participating.
Yes. Yes.
And then like Nagy sort of played dumb and was like, I think saying the same thing, the day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
And then the next thing we knew is he had back surgery.
Yeah.
Right? Like day-to-day turned into week-to-week and then he's not coming back. And oh, by the way, Tevin Jenkins had back surgery.
Well, I think this new staff came in with the concept or the thoughts. The mentality that if he works out, great. But we're not going to put all our eggs in Tevin Jenkins' basket. They drafted the kid from Southern Utah. Braxton Jones in the fifth round. They signed Riley Reiff now.
They got Borum.
You've got you signed Schofield. You signed Lucas Patrick. I think basically their message is, look, we're going to find a mix of the best five guys on a given Sunday, and those are the guys that are going to play. And there's going to be no preferential treatment. Like, I think the kid Braxton Jones was getting the majority of the snaps at left tackle before Riley Reiff was signed.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I mean, his body style fits more of what Ryan Poles has talked about. He's a Ryan Poles draft pick. Like, I think if it comes down to Braxton Jones or Larry Borum or Tevin Jenkins, Braxton Jones, without seeing him practice, probably, from my perspective, is going to get the nod before the other two guys for those two reasons.
Because it's his guy.
It's his guy, and I think that he's more of his style. Yeah.
Yeah. It's something. I'm as a fan, I'm doing the same way. Anything they get out of Tevin Jenkins right now for me is a bonus, including, hey, we're moving him to guard when he's healthy, and we're just going to let him do what he does best, and that's be a road grader, right?
Yeah.
Like help the run game on the interior. I don't think the Bears last year did him any favors either, where he played the majority of college at right tackle. They put him at left tackle in minicamp from day one. I didn't love that to begin with.
There was talk, like you said, that they were going to eventually kick him inside and let him play guard, and maybe that's what his destiny is. Look, again, we're 3 or 4 days into this. They haven't even put the pads on. So I'm not going to come into any long-term conclusions, good, bad, or indifferent. But the things that do stick out to me are, A, Lucas Patrick has had surgery or will have surgery on his hand. Tevin Jenkins, who many of us thought they were going to count on for some contributions this year, seems to be a mystery again this season. And you just, once again, you find yourself struggling for answers with some of their key parts.
If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. We have a very busy show here at Chasers in Lake Zurich, brought to you by Miller Lite. We're going to have Jesse on at 3 o'clock. He's going to give you the lowdown on the Cubs and the White Sox and the trades. The deadline is 5 o'clock on Tuesday. That's awesome for us because it's right in the middle of the show. Jesse, I heard also say this week that it's going to be a little awkward because the guys who find out they're traded right at the deadline, and we know that a lot of these deals go right to the deadline, will be in the clubhouse when the media's in the clubhouse. Oftentimes, it's like a 2 or a 3 o'clock time, and the guys aren't at the ballpark yet. So this should be very interesting on Tuesday. There's some rumors out there about Ian Happ and Wilson Contreras already. Jesse at 3. Jason Leisure from the Sun-Times is a really good beat guy. First of all, he asks amongst the best questions on that beat. He was the guy also who had the initial breaking news that Lucas Patrick had a hand injury. Right. So maybe he's dug up some stuff on Tevin Jenkins.
He was the last guy that Matt Nagy ever wanted to see at the podium.
Yeah, him and Potsy, right?
Potsy,
they were tag-teaming him for the Sun-Times there. Yeah. Team Sun-Times. Yeah. So we'll talk to Jason Leisure coming up at 4 o'clock today. Connor McKnight before the White Sox game at 5:30. Not only are we out today, we're going to be out on Tuesday at Navy Pier for the Jim Irsay Collection. Right now, caller 20 will win a pair of tickets to the sold-out Jim Irsay Collection and a $50 card, a gift card, to Lou Malnati's. It's the only way to get tickets. This is a sold-out event. It's for Tuesday, August 2nd at Navy Pier. And again, the radio station will be there most of the day, starting with Carmen and Yurko at noon, and then the Waddle and Sylvie show from 2 to 6, and then their event begins at 7 o'clock. Caller 20 wins, 312-332-3776. If you don't win now, hang on. Keep the phone near you. Keep the radio on. What's that? What are you talking to? Talk to me once.
We're just giving it away once today.
What, this?
Yeah, this.
I'm telling people, Tyler, if you don't win this now, no big deal because we have free ticket Friday on the other side when we come back.
There you go.
Tyler's like,
yep. I think you just spanked him.
No,
I think you gave him a spanking.
I love Tyler, but
I think you just spanked
him. He was like,
Tyler, did you just get spanked? I think you got spanked.
It was a little love tap.
Yeah? Yeah. You got spanked.
It was no. No. I was like,
that was a Friday spanking is what that was.
There was no spanking.
Yeah, you got spanked.
What did Wilbon call it yesterday? Paddling?
Paddling.
When he paddled Matthew.
You got paddled.
He talked about paddling Matthew on a street corner. I'm like,
it was a love swat.
My goodness. All right, so
Tyler, we're only giving away two.
We're only giving away one, Waddle.
We're giving away one, but then we got free ticket Friday on the other side. And then I also want to play something from this morning that a listener pointed out about the importance of Luke Getsy and how you side on this. I'll play that for you when we come back to Chasers.
Welcome back to the Waddle and Sylvie Show.
The Miller Lite is flowing at Chasers Pub in Lake Zurich. Listen now on 100.3 HD2,
the ESPN Chicago app,
or ESPN 1000.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox! Let's go, go!
What time is it, Tyler?
What time is it, Tyler?
It's time for free tickets.
Yeah. Now go back to time. Now go to your room. Now go to your room.
Just like I promised. We're just giving away a ton of stuff. Well, free ticket Friday. Caller 7 right now. 312-332-3776. It's White Sox and Tigers. Friday, August 12th. Also courtesy of Miller Lite. You can win White Sox tickets tonight at two other bars for Free Ticket Friday, Cork and Carry in Beverly.
Oh, yeah.
That is an original and a great spot. And Halftime Bar and Grill in Johnsburg. I've not been there.
I was there, Jesse.
Oh, no, but we were there.
Yeah, I know I was there. You may have been off.
Did I have COVID then?
I think you may have. May have been dirty. I think you were dirty at that time.
If
Jesse came in and did the show with me, maybe.
Yeah, I think something happened. Yeah.
Yeah, something happened. You got the vid.
No, I don't think I had it then. There was a scare. Maybe it was a close contact. And it was still like at the point where you know, now we're just like, hey.
Yeah,
you know.
I've been rolling around in a COVID bath. I'll see you at work tomorrow at 2. By the way, those tickets are for Friday, August 12th.
Yeah.
You may be able to go see Juan Soto play for the White Sox if, in fact, that deal's made.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The Juan Soto to the White Sox.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Well, it should.
You should demand that they should be involved in this.
We've always said that.
What are you going to do?
Be like a big market team.
Put your big boy pants on and go get yourself a Juan Soto.
How are the Padres? I heard this today, too.
What'd you hear?
That it made me sick. It was, who was it? I think it was Buster on with Carlin. It was probably the seven.
Well, first of all you have to do is say the word Carlin and you start to get itchy.
I was going to say, first of all, it wasn't Buster. It was Passan. And it was the only 7 minutes that I could actually handle today from the show.
He had you on his show in
Okay.
What if he asks you again? Are you still going on?
Well, what
are you
going to draw the line? Am I supposed to say no? I'm not a big fan?
Yes, that's what you say.
I'll do that next time.
I think you should say only if you're willing to talk Yankees, Mets, Giants, or Jets.
Jeez, I mean, that's every day. Every day. Like, he thinks he's on in New York only. And who was he yelling at yesterday? And I just went... he was tired.
By the way, for those of you at home that don't have access to Twitch, that was Sylvie turning off the radio.
I was listening yesterday for a couple minutes, and he was yelling at the top of his lungs at Aaron Rodgers. And you know me.
About what?
I won't let my kids have an Aaron Rodgers jersey or the Packers stuff. I dislike the Packers. I dislike Aaron Rodgers.
What if your kids want to dress up like him in the way he reported, with jeans and a white T-shirt tank top?
Well, that's because he's doing Nicolas Cage. I could say my kids are doing Aaron Rodgers doing Nicolas Cage.
I'd rather see Braxton in that outfit than Aaron Rodgers.
For Halloween.
Yeah, give him a wig.
Yeah, a little wig.
There you go.
A little wig.
See?
But this made me sick when I heard Passan say that the Dodgers again have the deepest farm system to make a trade for whoever they want. So this team goes out and they just find ways to continue to trade for guys. Mookie Betts, Max Scherzer.
Is Friedman still their GM?
Yes. He's like their president. Mellor, what is his exact title?
Yeah,
he's like the overseer,
right? The president of baseball operations. And what happens is when you take a really smart guy and you also give him unlimited resources, he knows how to use them to build up their farm system on international signings.
Right. And that's what makes me the most mad about what the prior regime did to the Cubs. Is it's fine that, you know, they had a good run and that they went for it, but it's what Jesse has always pointed out. They failed for a good 3 to 4 years in their draft, so they had nobody there. And the Dodgers continuously trade
guys. And that was during Theo's run, right?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's culpable. Right. And the Dodgers, what they do is they trade prospect after prospect for the best players in the game, but they continue to draft and develop so well that they just replenish. And when you have the most money in the best system, how do you beat that?
So are the Dodgers the odds-on favorite to make the deal for Soto?
It wasn't that. I still think he thinks it's, I want to say the Padres maybe, but he was talking about that the Dodgers do have what it takes.
I heard a really interesting generic baseball question on Cap and J-Hood today with Jesse, and they were asking, I think it was today, where they asked him, who would you rather, if you were going to trade for one or the other, would you rather trade for Soto or Ohtani? Now, Ohtani, the news is they're not going to trade him, or that's the latest, but if, in fact, you had access to both, I think Jesse's answer was Soto, because he didn't think that Ohtani was going to be able to continue to do
both at such a high level.
Yeah.
He struck out, I think, another 11 or 12 guys yesterday. He's got this, and again, like, they didn't score for him. I think they lost 2-0. They're a terrible team.
Yeah.
But, man, he keeps on looking good on the mound. All right, we're live at Chasers. We'll get to the Luke Getsy stuff in a little bit. Jason Leisure is going to join us in about an hour. But there are rumors. Things are heating up with Ian Happ. Things are heating up with Wilson Contreras. Will the White Sox make a bigger splash than anticipated? All the news coming from Jesse Rogers next.